the special favor of Allah. Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul. Holy Allah. Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our program yesterday, today and tomorrow. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his arrival in Makkatul Mukarrama, the state of Makkah was such that there were people that had a habit of committing sins, infidelity, polytheism, adultery, acts of barbarism, drinking alcohol, you know, killing innocent children, burying their daughters alive, and many, many other sins were being committed in the beautiful lands of Makkatul Mukarrama. And there were only a handful of people that were there trying to make things better. Amongst them, no doubt, was our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There was also another individual who played a very, very important role in shaping the society of Makkatul Mukarrama. Let's learn from this individual from his own blessed tongue. He says that I visited Yemen for an important piece of work, where I came across an elderly scholar. Having seen me, he asked me, "Do you belong to the Haram, yani Makkatul Mukarrama?" And I replied, "Yes, I am from Makkah." He asked, "Are you from the Quraysh?" I replied, "Yes." He then asked, "Are you also a Temi?" Yani that was the tribe. And he says that, "Yes, I am the offspring of Tem bin Murrah." He then said, "All signs are true. Now one sign is left to witness." I asked, "What is that sign?" And he said, "Show me your belly." And I refused to show it and asked him to explain everything to me in detail. And he replied, "According to my correct and true knowledge, I know that a prophet will be sent on the soil of Makkah and two people will help him out. One of them will be a conqueror of wars and will resolve the problems, and the second one will be fair complexioned and a slim person. His belly will be carrying a mole and his left thigh will be bearing a sign." When I removed the cloth from my belly, he looked at a black mole above my navel and said, "I take an oath by the Rabb of Kaaba, you are that person. I was supposed to visit you." I asked, "Why?" And he replied, "Just to tell you not to deviate from the true path. Continue fearing Allah Azza wa Jal." And also, when I was departing from him, the person himself, he said, "Listen to some of my poetry, which I have composed in favor of the arrival of the divinely ordained Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Thereafter, he recited poetry. When I returned to Makkah, some of my partners, my colleagues, namely Uqba bin Abi Mu'id, Shaiba, Rabia, Abu Jahl, Abu Bakhtari, they met me and informed me that a great incident has occurred. Everyone was worried. So these people, they came to this individual and they said that whilst you've been away, a very great incident has taken place. We need to tell you immediately. And he says that, "I was in Yemen, I've just come back. What is it that's happened?" And they say that a nephew of Abu Talib has declared himself as the Prophet of Allah. "If you were not here, then I would have not waited to make a decision. But since you have arrived, now the decision is in your hands." Now, so who are these people? If you look at it, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Abu Bakhtari, all these people, They were the arch and staunch enemies of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, you know, this personality, he wasn't there. So he says, upon hearing them, I sent them back in a graceful manner and took information about the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I came to know that he is at Sayyiduna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha's home. I knocked at the door and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came out. I asked him, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, why did you abandon the religion of your ancestors? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, undoubtedly, I am the Prophet of Allah. To you and all other people, have faith in Allah Azza wa Jal. I humbly asked, what is the evidence of your prophethood? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, by revealing the news of unseen and hidden knowledge. The evidence of my prophethood is of an elderly man whom you had met in Yemen. I humbly said, I have met an elderly man in Yemen. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I am talking about that elderly man who had also recited some poetry for you. Elated with joy, I humbly asked, O my beloved, who told you about this? The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is that exalted angel who used to visit the prophets before me. Listening to this, I was amazed because it was such a thing that no one else knew about except for me. Surely, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true Prophet of Allah. He says, I instantly uttered, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I stayed there for a while, then came back. In the entire valley, there was no one more delighted and joyous than the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon me reverting to Islam. Subhanallah. Who can this person be that the people of Makkah, they knew that one person, if we can get him on our side, then we can defeat this individual. Yani ma'azallah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Who was this young man that went to Yemen and met this old man who gave him the news of glad tidings of a prophet that is going to be sent to this world? This young man grew up and this young man became famously known as the first Khalif of Islam, the successor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. And this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the life and the seerat of this great personality. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, talks about Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and also the Khilafat of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the first Khalif of Islam, and subhanallah, what a personality, and the Ahl Sunnat unanimously agree that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the best human after the prophets of Allah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his name was Abu Bakr Siddiq. His real name was Abdullah. Not many people know his real name, you know. You know, if you ask people about, everyone knows him about Abu Bakr Siddiq, but what was his real name? Not many people know that. His real name was Abdullah and his father's name was Abu Quhafa, yani Usman. And he says that his kunya, his patronymic appellation is Abu Bakr. Remember that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not famous with his name, but his patronymic appellation through which he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is known. His patronymic, his kunya is so famous that people consider his as their real name, though his blessed name is Abdullah. Two titles are very, very famous with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The first title that has been given to him is Atiq. Yani Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his title is Atiq and Siddiq. First name, he was entitled in Islam with the title of Atiq. His blessed birth, he was born in Makkatul Mukarramah approximately 2.5 years after the event of Ashab-e-Fil or Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. And 2 years and few months after the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 2 years and a few months younger than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But they were the best of friends. They grew up together. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. You know, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, the scholars, they say, he never worshipped the idols. He was following the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And he also says that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is generally the most distinguished and highly ranked in all terms, whether it is his imamat or his caliphate, whether it is karamat, his miracles, or his nobility, whether it is his truthfulness or his bravery. In short, amongst the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no parallel in any respect. His amazing personality is so dignified and exalted that the more we talk about his works, the more we talk about and we praise his qualities. We could never do justice on the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he was that person that feared Allah Azza wa Jal. He was that person when Islam needed anything, when Islam, in the early days of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first man to accept Islam. Can you imagine this? You know, holding the title, you know, people talk about record breakers. People talk about so and so titles. Can you ever beat a title? The first man to accept Islam. No one ever will hold this title but Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanallah, what a true ashik. And Amir al-Sunnah has written a risala, a booklet named the Ashik-e-Akbar. And it talks about the seerat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He grew up with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went, Abu Bakr Siddiq was on his side. And subhanallah, today when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting in his mazar-e park, who is on his side? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is resting on the side of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Zaid bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, once we were sitting in the court of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, water and honey was brought to him. And we presented that water, you know, with honey inside. As he kept just trying to drink the water, he immediately took it away from him and he started to cry. And he says that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu cried so much that the Sahaba ikram, they started to cry. And when he stopped crying, he calmed down and he says that we asked him, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, what made you cry? And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, one day I was sitting in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam trying to remove something from him. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is it that you are removing from your blessed self? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, worldliness intended to indulge me. Yani the world, the dunya, the love of this dunya. And I said it to go away. It said, O Prophet of Allah, you have saved yourself from me, but the people coming after you would not be able to save themselves from me. And how true is this? That today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, how true this the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the dunya will come back to my people. Let's inshallah learn about his seerah. But before we do that, inshallah azza wa jal, we have a very beautiful clip about the wish of, you know, we all have wishes, don't we? I've got this wish, I've got that wish, I've got a full bucket full of wishes. What was the wish of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Allah, you'll be amazed. It's going to bring a smile to your face, I guarantee you that. It's going to enlighten you. Let's listen to the wish of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's watch this package, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The definition of true love. You know, when somebody really admires somebody, looks up to somebody, that person becomes their life, becomes everything for them. It is truly a special relationship. And when that person that is admired, that is loved, is the best of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, wow, that love is amazing. The companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that true love for the best of creation. They were the most humble and sincere devotees to walk on the surface of this earth. And the leader of those devotees was none other than Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A true ashik as sadiq, a sincere devotee of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His love for the best of creation knew no bounds. He sacrificed everything at the feet of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the time for his demise came, when he knew that the time for him to depart from this world was close, then he leaves a will and he says that wash me using the same bowl that you used for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he calls Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali al-Murtadha radiallahu ta'ala and he says, when I pass away, after giving me ghusl, give me kafan, and take me to the blessed Rosa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then put me there and say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salam upon you. Abu Bakr is present and seeks your permission. If the doors of the blessed mausoleum open, my Habib accepts for me to be buried next to him, then bury me there. But if the doors don't open and I don't get permission, take me to Jannatul Baqi and bury me there. Hazrat Ali Murtadha radiallahu ta'ala says that having given ghusl to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, we took his body mubarak and we placed it at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rauza Mubarak. And we humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr seeks your permission. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, as soon as I said those words, I saw the doors open and a voice came from the unseen, enter the beloved to the beloved. We then buried Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That friendship that developed from the early days, through the difficulties and toils and torturous time of Makkah, through the migration to Madinatul Munawwara, to the time in Madinatul Munawwara, till Islam was now flourishing, and then his reign as Amir al-Mu'mineen, and then his final resting place next to the beloved Habib. Truly, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was the greatest devotee of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful message by Harun Bay, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And this is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You can look at it, you know, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how he tried to keep the dunya away from him. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his true love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he was given water with honey inside. Yet he said that, no, this is what I saw with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, let's all look at ourselves. Let's all look at our daily lives. Let's all look at our inner self, how much we love the dunya. Piyar Islam bhaiyo, let's be honest and let's be truthful to ourselves. We love the dunya so much that today, yeah, we do say that I don't love the dunya. But if you look at reality, dig deep into it and you will see that it's all full of love of the dunya. If we really did not have love for the dunya, should we not be preparing for the hereafter? Because there can only remain two things in your heart. Either you fear Allah or you prepare for your hereafter. Yeah, if we have the true fear of Allah, do you think that we'll be spending our times, our days, our efforts, our whole taqat, our whole, you know, power in earning the wealth of this dunya? Do you think that we'll be running here, running there, aimlessly, day and night, trying to build as much, you know, money as we can? Then end of the day, what is the result? Yeah, we don't even know. Many people, you've seen that as well. Many people who work really, really hard, do they not die? I heard about a story about a young man, may Allah Ta'ala forgive him. He had a takeaway and he was, you know, decorating his takeaway. He was, you know, trying to open up a new business. Months and months went past by. He had the best furniture. He had the best decoration. Yeah, and the day came where he's going to go and open his takeaway. Sadly, he had a car crash, and that same day that he was about to open the takeaway, he died in that car crash. This is the dunya. And we have the love for this dunya. And we need to try to remove this love of the dunya. A beautiful poem. Dil mera duniya pesheda ho gaya. That my heart has fallen in love with the dunya. Dil mera dunya pe shaida ho gaya. My love has drowned, fallen in love with the dunya. Dil mera dunya pe shaida ho gaya. Ae mere Allah, ye kya ho gaya? Kuch mere bachne ki surat kijiye, ab to jo hona tha maula ho gaya. You know how much love we have for the dunya in our hearts. You know, every person, you know, we can't brush this under the carpet. You know, we say that we have true love of Allah Azza wa Jalla in our hearts. Let me give you an example of what true love is. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in Ihya al-Ulum, he says, fear of Allah implies that the thinking of divine eternity and absoluteness, divine wrath, divine severity and divine retribution brings embarrassment and sincere worry for a human. Fear of Allah is one of the mandatory qualities of true believers. That is the quality of a believer, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And indeed, we have commanded those who received the books before you and commanded you to keep fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. In another place, para number 22, Surah Ahzab, verse number 70. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanuttaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people who believe, fear Allah and speak the right word. In another verse, Allah Ta'ala, He says, فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي. So do not fear them and fear me alone. You know, and if we look at the life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being ma'asoom, being the leader of the ma'asoom, Imamul Anbiya, how much he feared Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah Azza wa Jal says, I swear by my majesty and my honor, I will not gather two fears, nor do I gather two reliefs for my bondsman. If he remains fearless of me, I will inflict fear upon him on the day of judgment. And if he fears me in the world, then I shall relieve him on the day of judgment. So if you don't fear Allah, brother, why don't you offer your salah? Yeah, make dua for me, my clothes were not parked. No fear of Allah. Brother, why don't you do this good thing? Why do you commit sins? Oh, it's alright, we'll see what happens. What are you going to see? Are you going to see the punishment, the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of judgment? We will never ever be able to withstand the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Another blessed hadith in Shu'bul Iman, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, if through fear of Allah, tears even the size of a fly's head fall from any truthful believer's eyes and drop onto any part of his face, he will be kept away from hell by Allah Azza wa Jal. How many times have we cried? Hamein to rona aata hi nahi hai. We can't even cry. Oh yeah, sorry, we do cry when my business is going down. We do cry when we've got problems in our homes. We do cry when our children are disobeying us. But do we cry when we are disobeying Allah? Do we cry when we miss our salah? Do we cry when we do not read the Quran? Do we cry when we swear, we backbite? When we slander, we talk bad about other people behind their backs? Do we lie when we, you know, cause harm to other people and their belongings? No, we don't. So that means we don't fear Allah. I do say that I fear Allah, but my actions are present, my actions are there. They're calling you aloud, you know, actions speak louder than words. Your actions are saying that you don't fear Allah, but yet you still say that I fear Allah. Another hadith in Shu'bul Iman. When a truthful believer trembles with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, his sins shed as if leaves shed from a tree. Tere dar se sada thar thar hoon, khof se tere aansu bahaun, kaif aisa de aisi ada ki, mere maula tu khairat de de. So we ask from Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Allah, give me that heart and give me that mindset that when I commit any sin, I fear you. Ya Allah, when I commit any sin, I fear you. And because of your wrath, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you know the secret planning of Allah. Many, many people have been destroyed. Many, many people, you know, the shaitan, he was known as the teacher of the angels, Mu'allamul Malakut. Yet he became a kafir. He was rejected. He was thrown out of the gardens of paradise. And there will be curse upon the shaitan until the day of judgment. Why did that happen? We need to be fearful of Allah Azza wa Jal. Fear ourselves as well. Sayyiduna Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once entered an orchard, a garden. On seeing a bird perched on the branch of a tree, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heaved a sigh and said, O bird, you are so fortunate. You eat the fruits of one tree and live under the shadow of a second tree. You have no fear of rendering accounts like I do. Yeah. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he had that fear because he did not want to lose his iman. Pyar Islam bhaiyo, let's ponder over this, let's think of this. And inshallah azza wa jal, let's watch this next package and inshallah we'll come back to the beautiful topic of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul
Yeah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching our program yesterday, today and tomorrow. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, today we're talking about the beautiful seerah, the beautiful biography of none other than the first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just before we went for the kalam, we were talking about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let me tell you a glimpse of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Ukaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he delivered a sermon, a lecture, a bayan. And after praising Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said, "O people, I urge you to adopt piety and perform such praises for the most justified and the most truthful being as it is incumbent upon you all, as well as seek his blessings to along with fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. Offer a great deal of supplication, praising Allah, because Allah Ta'ala has praised Sayyiduna Nabi Zakariya ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and his family. O bondsmen of Allah, understand it properly that Allah Azza wa Jal has purchased your lives in return for rightfulness. A pledge has also been taken from you upon it, and in exchange for the hereafter, the world has been bought from you. This is the book of your Rabb, bearing endless wonders and curiosities, and is inextinguishable light. Endowers the words, seek advice from it, obtain enlightenment from it. In your dark time, Allah Ta'ala has created us to worship Him and appointed kiraman katibin upon you who are aware of your deeds. O bondsmen of Allah, understand it properly. You are speedily approaching death. The knowledge of life after death is kept hidden from you. If you can devote your fixed timing destined for deeds pleasing Allah, then certainly you should do so. But without the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, you cannot do anything at all. And devote yourself performing good deeds before death approaches you, lest this worldly span of time preoccupies you in evil acts. And there are many such nations who wasted their precious time and abandoned their aims and objectives. Therefore, refrain from following such people. Make haste and struggle to seek salvation. No doubt death is approaching you speedily and must overtake you. Ya Rab, main tere khauf se rota rahu har dam. دیوانہ شہنشاہ مدینہ کا بنا دے. This was the bayan, the lecture. Can you imagine? You know, those great companions, alayhim ridwan, who were listening to this great speech of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, how much fear of Allah is in the speech of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, them words, when they were echoing in the minds and in the ears of the people at that time. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And further on he says, seek true forgiveness in the court of Allah and supplicate for the acquisition of this blessing. You know, we need to make dua. We don't even know how to do tawbah. Seriously, let's be honest to ourselves. You know, sometimes we offer our salah and we'll be sat down and this is how we do dua. We'll be looking around. We're asking, Ya Allah, forgive my sins. Ya Allah, I did this, I did this. And we're all there talking to someone. Probably someone's there waiting and we're making dua. And then straight away we go. That is our dua. Halanki the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, when they used to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, even our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two examples in front of us, how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be so humble and sincere in repentance, in asking from Allah Azza wa Jal, even though he was sinless, he didn't need to repent from anything, but it was a lesson for us. It was istighfar that he used to keep on doing istighfar again and again and again to teach us a lesson that, oh people, I am sinless. I cannot commit a sin, but you people will commit sins. Therefore, do tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he would read the Quran so much, he used to cry. How much do we read the Quran? One of the things that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned was to read the book of Allah. It's a guide. It's a guide for us. It's a book that will guide us on the straight path. It's a book that can teach us how we need to live our lives according to the beauty of Islam. Today, how many times do we read the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? How many times have I even opened the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, what we need to understand is these people, these great people, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, through their lives, they have been preaching Islam, they have been teaching Islam. They were so busy and engrossed in the love of Islam, they never used to sit down. They would always keep themselves busy in learning about the deen. And this is why, subhanallah, when you talk about the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, it says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's beautiful deen was spread by these great companions. They dedicated their lives, they dedicated everything. Remember that day when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the Sahaba ikram, let's migrate to Medina. What did the Sahaba ikram leave behind? They left their homes, they left their families, those who were not migrating or were not Muslims at that time. They left their businesses. We can't leave our business for 3 days to go on a Madani Qafila today. So busy. We give 27 days to the dunya, but we can't give 3 days for that. This is the love that we have for the dunya. And then we say, why am I having problems at home? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? The answer for that why is that I'm sorry, but we say that I love the deen, but we don't really let go of the dunya. We want the dunya to stay with us, attached with us. That's why we'll be out there working. We'll go early morning. Yeah, I'll go for jog in the morning. 6 o'clock, I'll be jogging on the streets. Yeah, why? I want to lose weight. But when it comes to the masjid, bhai, namaz padne ho. Oh, namaz, make dua for me. My clothes are unclean. Kapde na paakan. This thing, that thing, that thing. This is the fear of Allah that we have today. That we can give time for the dunya. We can give time for the families. We can take time to go out on a holiday with our families. We can take time out and take our children to a theme park. But when it comes to the deen, sorry, no time. Can't get time off work. My boss won't let me go. Yeah, everything else is easy, but it's only for the deen that our boss will let us go. Let's listen to this beautiful reminder by Nigrani Shura, and then we'll come back, and then we'll wind up the program, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Unhappy in any condition my Lord keeps me. He is my creator. and I'm his bondsman. Whether he keeps me happy or sad, he is my Lord. Dale Siddiqui Akbar is 22nd Jamad al-Ula. Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anh gave all of his wealth in the path of Allah. And he came in such a state that what he was wearing, it did not have any buttons. Rather, he had used thongs instead of buttons in order to cover his body. It is mentioned in books that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asked his beloved Prophet alayhi salam to ask from Siddiq Akbar that is he pleased with his Lord Azza wa Jal in this state? Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anh started crying and said, yes, I am pleased with my Lord Azza wa Jal. Raise yourself to such level that before every fate, Allah himself asks the desire of his bondsman. Sometimes these worries and calamities play a vital role to purify a person. Person should remain pleased upon the pleasure of Allah. Problem comes, calamity befalls, problems regarding children. Because of such issues, person repents. You would have experienced this. One says, Astaghfirullah, Allah forgive me, please forgive me. Even sometimes, in the times of happiness, negligence dominates people. But even a person who is rich, when he gets tensions, issues, he remembers his Lord Azza wa Jal. When a poor faces any problems, he also remembers his Lord Azza wa Jal. If my beloved is happy in my sadness, I throw happiness into fire.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we heard about the simple dress of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam passed away. Amongst all the Sahaba-i Kiram, they were all in shock. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was brandishing a sword. If anyone says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left us, I'm going to chop their head off, I'm going to kill them. The Sahaba-i Kiram, some of them were in a state that, you know, it felt like as if there was no life in them. Everyone was in a shocking state. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu held the Muslims together at that time. Subhanallah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even at that time, he kept the Sahaba Ikram together. He kept the spirits of the Sahaba Ikram high. And subhanallah, the beautiful bayan that he gave to the Sahaba Ikram at the time of the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an amazing thing. Obviously, we don't have enough time to talk about the full story. But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, how much do we know about the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu? If we have not read his seerat, I'm going to give you a beautiful book to read. It's called Ashik-e-Akbar, Unparalleled Devotee. It's available in English, in Urdu, many, many other languages, free to download from the website of Dawat Islami. Learn about his seerat. Talk about his life. Talk to him, to your children. Talk to your family members. We remember this great personality who was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed help. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was for him. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed money, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave everything and presented it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Abu Bakr, what have you left behind? Ya Rasulullah, I have left Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam behind. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, what we need to understand is today we talk about Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but do we act upon his surah? We talk about the Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but do we act upon his saying? And let's make this intention. I make this intention as well. You also make that intention to recite and to read the biography of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's because of this great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. Many, many Sahaba ikram who are from amongst the Ashra Mubashra, Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqas, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all these great people who are from the Ashra Mubashra accepted Islam by the infradi koshish of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Ta'ala shower millions and billions and trillions of blessings on his Mazar-e-Pak. And may Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, Azawajal, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah. Oh,